Kenora. Here comes an annual Kenora tradition with a steel chair. Among the events happening at this year's Kenora in Bloom, which starts on Sunday, July 7th and ends Sunday, July 14th, is a wrestling bout featuring wrestlers from Canadian wrestling's elite as they travel across the country in their cruel summer tour. Pandemonium in the Park, as the Friday, July 12th event has been dubbed, will take place at King George Park starting at 7:30 p.m. This is something new and exciting that we're going to do, said Brandy Zavislak, Kenora's community development officer. It's going to be an outdoor event and it's going to be held in King George Park. We thought that it would be fun to create a really fun family atmosphere. World Wrestling Entertainment Attitude Era icon D'Lo Brown will feature as a special guest. He was a big wrestler in the WWE circuit, Zavislak said. For those that follow wrestling, it's a huge thing. The event will also feature beer gardens, a farmer's market, DJ afterparty, taco stand, mini donuts, bubble tea, 50-50 tickets by the Kenora Legion and a concession by the Kenora Golf and Country Club. Zavislak said the idea to host a professional wrestling event came after a neighboring community hosted one last year. I saw how much the kids loved it and so I thought, you know what? We need to bring this to Kenora. It'll be a blast. Kenora in Bloom started as part of an effort to promote the town when it competed in the Nationwide Communities in Bloom Beautification Contest. This is a tradition that has been carried on, usually in the second or third week of July, within the town of Kenora for many, many, many years, Zavislak said. The community development officer said that in a future year, they'd like to participate in the Communities in Bloom competition again. Since those days, Kenora in Bloom has evolved into an 8-day event. It's just a way for people to come to Kenora, Zavislak said. It brings tourism, it brings families together. People book their holidays around this week. It starts on Sunday, July 7th with a non-denominational church service hosted by the Kenora Ministerial Association on the brand new outdoor stage in King George Park. On Monday, July 8th, there will be train rides, dinosaurs and fairy gardens at the Hubbard Homestead. Admission is by donations, which goes to Majestic Raptor Rehab, St. Andrew's United Church will host a pierogi lunch on Tuesday, July 9th. In the evening, the Kenora Golf Club and Country Club will host a fun night. Wednesday, July 10th, the U13 Provincial Baseball Team will operate a barbecue lunch at the CN Station Museum. We have a whole bunch of young kids that are playing provincial ball and they're actually working this lunch, so that's something to be proud of, Zavislak said. The Kenora Golf Club and Country Club will also have seniors golf. The next day, July 11th, the Kenora Royal Canadian Legion will host a lunch featuring pulled pork and coleslaw at the Legion dugout. The Legion is hosting a new fundraiser, which is awesome to have them involved, Zavislak said. The Legion is such an important group at our community, keeping our history alive. The Kenora Golf Club and Country Club will host their men's night. Friday, July 12th features Pandemonium in the Park. On Saturday, July 13th and Sunday, July 14th, there will be a community-wide garage sale. The Keene Age Center will host a lunch with hamburgers, hot dogs and drinks. Kenora in Bloom wraps up with a hole-in-one golf tournament at the Kenora Golf Club and Country Club on Sunday. Zavislak encouraged people from all over the region to visit Kenora during the event. You get the best hospitality and great fun coming to Kenora. We are renowned for hosting great events, she said. For the size of our community, we do a ton of stuff and we're very proud of it. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatooday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.